what you just heard from 2019 was Alex Hamburger on the flute and Jose Luis Martins on the piano doing Joe Henderson's Serenity. And Alex Hamburger's on the phone with me. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
So, what's a young whippersnapper like you doing with a remake of Joe Henderson's Serenity?
You know, Joe Henderson has always been one of my favorite saxophone players. Someone who, you know, I had like a copy, a CD of Inner Urge in my mom's car growing up. And yeah.
You definitely have changed it though.
Yeah, with that little duo EP, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. And we really wanted to experiment with, especially with Serenity. That was kind of a last take. Let's see how far we can take it. Let's see how much we can just, like, trust each other in the moment and see what happens and create something new from it.
Well, what's cool about that is to hear the, yeah, it's got the melody, it's got the head in it from Henderson's playing, but then it does sort of have a lot more space in it than sort of the bop groove that he had.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of, those two things kind of like went hand in hand, kind of allowing for that space and that like push and pull, listen to each other and improvise kind of in a more open way than I guess traditionally.
Alex Hamburger plays the flute and sings, and she will be coming to Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th, in a concert at Songspace at First Unitarian. And it'll be indoors in the chapel at 605 Moorwood Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday the 11th. We're really lucky to have you and your quartet stop by.
Yeah, we're really excited to come to Pittsburgh. It's been a while since I've been there, but it's a great city and really excited to be able to share my CD release tour in Pittsburgh.
Alex Hamburger is chatting with us here on WRCT, and your new record is called And She Spoke. It's very much a project with an overriding thought, isn't it?
So And She Spoke is a collection of music that I've written based off of poetry by women poets and music I've kind of arranged or we've kind of reimagined by women composers.
Now, how did you get started in jazz flute? I mean, there are not that many jazz flautists. I mean, when I think of a jazz flutist, I think of Herbie Mann, or I think of a whole bunch of saxophonists who played the flute for a different tone, a different color.
That's actually a funny story. So my dad is a professional drummer in the DC area, and when I was born and those few years after, he was playing a lot with a flute player named Al Williams, who was actually from Philadelphia but had moved to the D.C. area. And Al was in Mongo Santa Maria's band and Stanley Clark's band. And so my dad was in Al's band, and Al was actually my godfather. And so I, since he was playing a lot with Al during the time when I was young, I just, some of my earliest memories are of him, and he was a saxophone player, but he really studied classical flute and really loved the flute. And I was just like 4 or 5 years old, and I told my parents, I want to play the flute. And yeah, that was that.
So did you start off with Telemann and Mozart and all the classical repertoire?
Oh, absolutely. I had a couple really great classical teachers. I was in orchestras, and I did the whole classical thing. And at the same time was, you know, even from a young age, was learning standards and sneaking my way into dance sessions with my dad starting at 13. And in high school, I was still studying classically, but I was also in a jazz academy with a traveling band here and studying with saxophone players. And I just...
What's up, everybody? 7 o'clock. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That means it is time for you to be listening to the WRCT radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. Mostly fair. sometimes fair. Anyway, Wood Street Galleries presents a collection of six new creations developed in recent years by Cynthia Campolesi that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments. Through a variety of media such as interactive installation, generative compositions, motorization, and prints, the exhibition plunges the visitor in an analysis of their point of view. Show is on display now through June 26th at 601 Wood Street in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, visit trustarts.org. What else? City Parks. Pittsburgh City Parks will be presenting its annual Movies in the Park schedule this summer. The actual schedule kicks off in July. But if you would like to find out what is going on before then, you need to check their website at pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema or look up Pittsburgh City Parks on social media and hope that they post something there. What else is going on? Fiber Art International 2022 is the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh that is open to textile artists worldwide. The exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber that documents trends and innovations in the field. The exhibition includes innovative work rooted in traditional fiber materials, structure, processes, and history, as well as art that explores unexpected relationships between fiber and other creative disciplines. Fiber Art International is on display now through August 20th at two locations. First, the Brewhouse Association at 711 21st Street in the South Side, and secondly, at Contemporary Craft at 5645 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit fiberartinternational.org. And finally, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a drink and or a snack. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and the 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in the North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event, and you can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Moving on to the music calendar. Tonight, you can head over to Black Forge Coffee, I believe in McKeesport, for Waldron, Well of Night, and Uzkost. My Morning Jacket will be at Stage AE, along with Indigo D'Souza. Icon for Hire is at Craft House, along with Awake at Last. Jurgles is hosting Leonid and Friends. Mr. Smalls is hosting Anamanaguchi. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Tomorrow night, Oceano will be at Preserving Underground with Ethios, Worm Shepherd, and Entheogen. Mandy Moore is at Roxian along with AHI. The Warm Auction will be at Club Cafe along with David and Pappy from The Cause and Devin Moses. Liliac will be at Jurgles. Lily will be at Spirit Lodge along with Model Actress and Catcher. And Thunderbird is hosting Marco Benevento. On Friday, the band Camino will be at Stage AE along with Ren for Short and Games We Play. Motion City Soundtrack will be at Roxian along with All Get Out and Neil Rubinstein. Inner Love is at Roboto Project along with The Big Easy, Morning Dew, and I Wash. Club Cafe is hosting Surefire, who are having an album release party. They're playing along with James Vivertito. Vivertito. Sorry, James, I'm messing up your name. They're all playing along with William Sparks. Go to Club Cafe. See them. Dean Lewis will be at Mr. Small's along with Forrest Black. Thunderbird is hosting Thank You Scientist along with Strawberry Girls and Art Thief. On Sunday, Brick by Brick is at Preserving Underground. The Early Mays are at Song Space at the First Unitarian Church, along with Old Whitetail. William Matheny will be at the Club Cafe along with Gabriella Salvucci. And Thunderbird is hosting Be Gay, Do Crime. On Sunday, Flogging Molly and the Interrupters will be at Stage AE along with Tiger Army and the Skints. The Queers are at the Craft House along with the Dwarves, the Jasons, and the Cheats. James Barrett is at Roboto Project. Sacred Skin is at the Government Center along with Memory Front and Lilith Moores. The Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall is hosting the Zombies along with Ultimata. Talker is at Funhouse along with Lady Pills, and Arlie is at Thunderbird. One more thing, As I Lay Dying will be playing the Roxian on Monday along with Whitechapel, Shadow of Intent, and Brand of Sacrifice. If you, your band, your social event, if you'd like your information to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the way to do that. So, what else can I tell you? I can tell you that in an effort to minimize accidental shootings and help all residents be responsible gun owners, the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police is providing free gun locks for all Pittsburgh residents while supplies last. The locks are available at all zones within the city and at police headquarters on Western Avenue. City of Pittsburgh residents can obtain a gun lock at Pittsburgh Police Headquarters or any Pittsburgh Police Station, which is kind of what they just said. For more information, call the Pittsburgh Police Headquarters at 412-323-7800. That's 412-323-7800. This message brought to you by the City of Pittsburgh and WRCT. So, that is all I need to tell you right now, other than coming in a little late on this, but hey, happy Juneteenth.
What time is it? What time is it? I can't hear you! Oh, come on, now you can do better than that. What time is it?
We'll be right back. Thank you. lived our little drama. Kissed in a field of wine, Starstone, Alabama, last night. I can't forget glamour, your eyes helped a tender line. Starstone, Alabama, last night. I never planned my imagination, a situation so heavenly, a fairyland that no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and the stars fell on Alabama. Imagination, situation, so heavenly, a fairyland, and no one else could enter, in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound.
Hi, this is God.
You got that, Snyder?
Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always, because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, hello there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, maybe WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice, preferably one with speakers plugged into it, I guess. That was Ari Yamamoto, along with Chad Fowler, William Parker, and Steve Hirsch. A song called Five Real World from the Sparks LP. Sun Ra before that with Stars Fell on Alabama. Akira Sakata and Takeo Moriyama with Ghosts before that. We start off with Joe McPhee doing Nation Time, along with some Thomas Bergsten, part of the song called Sun from his Cosmos LP. So you are listening to WRCT. It is a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. Time for us to tell you things like the fact that right now millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist's visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It is a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. And a reminder that WRCT is supported in part by the fine folks at Attic Records. Attic Records is Millvale. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs to you for monies. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or give them a call at 412-821-8484 to get the music you need. If you or your organization are interested in underwriting our radio station, send us some email at pr@wrct.org and we will send you information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So, happy Juneteenth. I realize that I am a bit late, like many things in my life today. I'm a bit late on this. Although it gives me another chance to kind of watch the news reports and listen to the news stories. And there's a surprising number of them that describe Juneteenth as, you know, when the last group of slaves discovered that they were free, like